Good morning. It's April 8th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a move that has electrified the tech and automotive sectors, Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla, has announced the unveiling of a robo-taxi set for August 8th, leading to a notable 3.8% increase in Tesla's stock in after-hours trading. This announcement comes amid swirling rumors and mixed messages about the future of Tesla's vehicle lineup, particularly the fate of the entry-level Model 2, which was reportedly scrapped in favor of focusing on the self-driving robo-taxi initiative. The strategic pivot towards autonomous vehicles is seen as a key effort by Tesla to stimulate demand for electric vehicles in the U.S., especially after the company decided to slash prices by up to $7,000. This price-cut strategy emerges in the backdrop of Tesla reporting weaker auto sales and a tepid demand outlook for electric vehicles in the first quarter, alongside facing stiff competition in the Chinese market. Tesla's commitment to the development of full self-driving, FSD, systems, with Musk touting their superhuman capabilities, underscores the company's long-term bet on autonomous driving. However, the deployment of self-driving technology in the U.S. has been met with caution, marred by safety concerns and regulatory hurdles, particularly around the autopilot feature, which has come under intense scrutiny. As the date for the robotaxi reveal approaches, investor excitement is palpable, reflecting a keen market interest in Tesla's autonomous vehicle strategy. This move could potentially redefine the landscape of electric and self-driving vehicles, marking a significant milestone in Tesla's journey towards revolutionizing transportation. In a fusion of design and artificial intelligence, Jony Ive and Sam Altman are joining forces to create what could be the next big leap in consumer technology. This collaboration marks a significant attempt to bring AI into the forefront of our daily lives, aiming to craft the iPhone of AI. Jony Ive, known for his iconic work at Apple, and Sam Altman, the visionary behind OpenAI, are in the process of raising $1 billion for a groundbreaking AI-centric consumer product. They have engaged in discussions with notable investors such as Thrive Capital, Emerson Collective, and SoftBank's Masayoshi Son. Son is not only offering financial support, but also proposes a pivotal role for ARM, suggesting deep integration with cutting-edge technology. The ambition behind this project is clear: to seamlessly integrate artificial intelligence into everyday life, creating a product that could revolutionize how we interact with technology. The concept has been dubbed the iPhone of AI, hinting at a transformative impact akin to that of Apple's smartphone. Adding to the project's allure, Ive's design firm, Lovefrom, has become a magnet for talent, attracting over 20 of Apple's former top designers. Among them is Tang Tan, who recently left his position as the design chief for iPhone and Watch at Apple to lead hardware design for this new venture. This gathering of design minds under Ive's leadership signals a serious commitment to aesthetic and functional excellence in the pursuit of this AI innovation. As this project unfolds, it represents not just a fusion of technology and design, but a vision for the future where artificial intelligence becomes an integral, seamless part of our daily lives. The collaboration between Ive and Altman, supported by a roster of heavyweight investors and design talents, sets the stage for what could indeed become the iPhone of AI. In a digital age where truth and fiction blur, Microsoft Threat Intelligence's latest warning to India shines a spotlight on a new battlefield: artificial intelligence and election integrity. With the Lok Sabha elections on the horizon, the stakes couldn't be higher as nations grapple with the specter of AI-generated misinformation. The Indian government has swiftly responded to these threats by issuing a comprehensive advisory. This document delves into the potential dangers posed by artificial intelligence, emphasizing the critical issues of misinformation and disinformation. These AI-generated fabrications, including deepfakes, are flagged as significant threats that could undermine the democratic process. Central to the government's strategy is a call to action for digital platforms, urging them to shoulder the responsibility of curbing AI misuse. The advisory doesn't mince words, hinting at serious legal repercussions for platforms that fail to comply. In a proactive move, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has championed the idea of mandatory watermarks on AI-generated content. This measure aims to make it easier for the public to distinguish between genuine and fabricated information. In the heart of Germany, a quiet revolution is taking place in the classrooms of Saxony and Thuringia. Schools are harnessing the power of artificial intelligence, tools like ChatGPT and Ideogram, to bring a fresh perspective to education, a move that could redefine what we consider as learning. Educators in these regions are not just following the tech trends. They're leading by example, showing a commitment to evolve with the times. By integrating AI into their teaching practices, they're opening up new avenues for students to engage with the curriculum in a manner that's in tune with the digital age. This approach is not about replacing traditional teaching methods, but enhancing them, making learning more interactive and personalized. The shift towards AI doesn't just stop at changing how subjects are taught. It's also set to transform how students are assessed. There's a growing conversation around moving away from traditional written assignments to more dynamic forms of evaluation like oral exams, presentations, and projects. This pivot reflects a broader understanding of the diverse skills students need to thrive in a rapidly changing world. In a pioneering move, a private university in Erfurt is taking the potential of AI in education one step further. By implementing an AI learning assistant, students are receiving personalized academic support tailored to their unique learning needs. This not only showcases the potential of AI to enhance educational outcomes, but also highlights the growing influence of technology in shaping the future of education. In a groundbreaking revelation, OpenAI has been spotlighted for its ambitious method of training its GPT-4 model, involving millions of hours of YouTube video transcripts. This approach, led by the company's visionaries Sam Altman and Greg Brockman, now treads on controversial ground with potential legal implications. OpenAI, a frontrunner in the artificial intelligence arena, has been leveraging an extensive amount of YouTube video data to advance its GPT-4 model. This initiative, spearheaded by the company's president, Greg Brockman, aimed to harness the vast informational wealth of YouTube's content. The company believed that their method of collecting YouTube transcripts fell under fair use, a stance that now faces legal scrutiny. However, Google, the tech giant behind YouTube, has clear policies against unauthorized data scraping or downloading. The company has acknowledged being aware of reports concerning OpenAI's activities, but has yet to confirm these actions. This situation raises questions about the legality of OpenAI's data collection practices and the broader implications for content use in AI development. The partnership with Microsoft further underscores the significance of OpenAI's work in shaping the future of artificial intelligence. Yet, the company now finds itself under a magnifying glass with its methods of data acquisition, particularly from YouTube, drawing increased scrutiny from both the tech community and legal observers. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.